The House today voted to permanently end the federal estate tax. In 2001, lawmakers voted to phase it out over 10 years, but that repeal would end in 2011. So Republican lawmakers are trying to drive a permanent stake in what they've labeled the death tax. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the House bill is unlikely to make it through the Senate, and there are efforts to work out a compromise.
The estate tax has never affected very many Americans. In 2002, when the temporary phase-out began, about 114,000 estates were subject to the tax, according to IRS figures. Last year, because of a higher exemption, that number declined to about 75,000. But a political movement disproportionate to the tax's fiscal impact has made the estate tax a favorite target of Republicans. Polls show that if you call the estate tax a death tax and play up its impact on small businesses and family farms, voters support its repeal. Here's Texas Republican Jeb Henserling on the House floor today.
The death tax is really a tax on the American dream. Americans work hard all their lives building up farms and ranches and small businesses, hoping that maybe one day they can pass this along to their families. But after years of payroll taxes and income taxes and sales taxes and property taxes, many businesses and farms just don't make it. And those that do, the government can step in and take over half of what they worked their entire life to build.
Those opposed to repealing the tax argue its effect on family farms and small businesses is wildly exaggerated, and no more than a handful of the very richest families ever pay anything when an estate is passed on. They also argue it would be irresponsible to add to the growing federal deficit. North Dakota Democrat Earl Pomeroy.
The country has never been in such a lousy financial position. We were going to run more red ink this year than ever in the history of the country. And yet the proposal they're running forward would add to the debt another $290 billion. That's over the first 10 years. It's almost $1 trillion in the second 10 years.
Pomeroy proposed an alternative. Rather than eliminate the estate tax entirely, it would exempt couples with estates worth up to $7 million, making, as Pomeroy puts it, the estate tax go away for 99.7% of Americans. And while his proposal failed in the House, it may be the basis for a compromise with the Senate. There, opposition from Democrats and some Republicans, like Ohio's George Voinovich, have stopped full repeal for 3 years. Voinovich, also concerned with the deficit, favors keeping the tax in place but narrowing its target.
My feeling is that we ought to come up with a compromise that will get the people out of the net that shouldn't have been in the first place, solve it that way, and not go to kill it completely.
Voinovich says some charities and wealthy constituents in his state don't want the estate tax repealed because it encourages large donations from those who would rather donate their fortunes than see their estates taxed. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Iowa's Charles Grassley, says he'll wait to see how talks on a compromise proceed before taking up the issue in the Senate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.